Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
You'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And good evening from Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Tonight, it's MAC volleyball. The Coldwater Cavaliers and the Fort Recovery Indians. Welcome to the broadcast tonight. I'm Jeff Overholzer here at Portside Fieldhouse. Tonight's coverage of Fort Recovery Volleyball brought to you in part by Cal Pharmacy, Cooper Farms, St. Henry Bank, Hall Brothers, also Fort Recovery Insurance, and your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores. A Fort Recovery coming in with a record of 12-2, including a non-conference victory against Versailles earlier in the week. Winning over Versailles, 25-18, 25-22, and 25-14. That was non-league. Fort Recovery will play Versailles in league action coming up October 13th at Versailles. Fort Recovery is 4-1 in the MAC with victories for Fort Recovery in the MAC conference. Delta St. John's Parkway. Also Marion Local last week and also St. Henry. Last week, Fort Recovery, four matches in 6 days, and it all finished up with number one Ottawa Glandorf for OG. That Fort Recovery lost to number one, so did Marion Local for their one of their losses on the season. For Coldwater, they're 7-7 on the season, 1-4 in the MAC. They picked up their first MAC victory last Thursday, defeating Versailles 3-0. But Fort Recovery losing to, or I should say Coldwater losing to New Knoxville, Marion Local, St. Henry, and New Bremen for the MAC schools. But I was just thinking that Fort Recovery did lose to New Knoxville, and the latest ratings are out, and Fort Recovery, they have moved up in the poll in Ohio Division 4. Fort Recovery is now number 4. New Bremen is number 1. New Knoxville, number 2. Fort Laramie is number 3. Fort Recovery has Fort Laramie on the schedule on October the 10th. Fort Recovery is number 4. Marion Local, number 5. St. Henry, 9. Minster is 14. Crestview is number 21. Fort Recovery also has Crestview this coming Monday, October the 5th. Well, stay tuned to PG-14, J Country 101 Radio. We will have tonight's volleyball match between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Coldwater Cavaliers on MAC Volleyball from here at Fortside. Coming up here on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines and bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So call to schedule your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Cooper Farms, we believe benefits are the way we take care of our team. Cooper Farms strives to support our team members' physical needs through ergonomic improvements, on-staff nurses, and on-site fitness rooms. We partner with Activate Healthcare to provide free doctor's visits and prescriptions for team members who are enrolled in Cooper Farms health insurance. To learn more, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Become a part of a company that truly cares for you. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, back here at Fort Recovery at Fortside Fieldhouse. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Coldwater Cavaliers, they'll be in their black with orange numerals and lettering trimmed in white. The head coach is Nikki Etzler in her fifth season as the Coldwater Cavaliers head coach. And Coldwater is 7-7 on the season, 1-4 in the MAC. Starting at the left front position will be number 10, Jenna Ligers, a sophomore, middle of the front row. Number 11, Riley Rissmiller, a sophomore. At the right front position will be number 5, Annalise Harlemert, a junior. The back line at the left backers position, number 9, Becca Winning, a freshman. Middle of the back row, number 4, Madison Wendell, a freshman, who's leading in a lot of categories for Coldwater. And also at the right backers position and starting server, Coldwater will serve first, will be Aubrey Kester, a junior. Once more for Coldwater, it will be Ligers, Rissmiller, and Harlemert on the front line. Back line will be Winning, Wendell, and Kester. Now for the Fort Recovery Indians. They're in their purple with white numerals and lettering. Under first-year head coach Travis Guggenbiller. For Fort Recovery, at the left front position will be Lily Luthold, a junior. Middle of the front row, number 19, Whitley Rammel, a junior. And at the right front position will be Marissa Garkey, a junior. Back line now for Fort Recovery, Paige Fortkamp, a senior. Middle of the back row, Grace Guggenbiller, a junior. And at the right backers position, number 20, Hope Wendell, a senior. Once more for the Indians, Luthold, Rammel, and Garkey on the front line. And the back row will be Paige Fortkamp, also Grace Guggenbiller, and Hope Wendell. The officials for tonight, he is from Hawaii. He was kind of joking with me before the match tonight. He's the referee from Huber Heights, Ohio, Sterling Kaimi Ko. So Sterling Kaimi Moku. Kaimi Moku is the referee from Huber Heights. And the R2 down on the floor is Mary Bruns of Maria Stein, Ohio. So here we are getting started. Coldwater will be serving first. And back to serve as Kester gets the serve over the net. Fort Recovery with the set. And the hit over the net by Garkey, and it eludes the diving Ligers of Coldwater. Fort Recovery leading 1-0 in this first game. For Fort Recovery coming in to serve will be Hope Wendell. Wendell with the serve deep toward the back line. Madison Wendell gets it back. Coming right back with a spike and kill is number 10, Jenna Ligers. Jenna Ligers leads the Coldwater Cavaliers in digs and receptions, but that one, she would get the spike and kill on that one. So let's see, they're having some discussion. The scoreboard says 1-1. But apparently they called Coldwater into the net, so it's 2-0 for Recovery. So Hope Wendell will continue to serve. Jump at the net. Saved by Fort Recovery. Quick set for Whitley Rammel. Gets the spike over the net. Set this time by Harlemer. Blocked by Rammel of Fort Recovery. Coldwater coming right back. And they get the near side shot good by Ligers. So Coldwater gets on the scoreboard. It's now 2-1 the score. And Coldwater is back to serve on side out. Annalise Harlemer gets the serve over the net. Fort Recovery with a quick set in the middle. And a slam is good by Marissa Garkey after a quick set. 3-1, Fort Recovery. Back to serve for the Indians on side out is Marissa Garkey. I'll tell you here in a little bit, we'll talk football. They had the coaches meet and who Fort Recovery will play. Second round, they get a first round bye. Serve over the net, returned by Coldwater. Coming right back is Paige Fortkamp over the net. Coldwater, Ligers back over, and the spike is good. It eludes Kiki Wendell. That's a point, Coldwater. It's 3-2. for recovery. Now Coldwater will be back to serve on side out. Serve is over the net. Quick set for Whitley Rammel, and the spike and kill is good down the far sideline. It eludes Aubrey Kester, 4-2 for recovery. Back to serve for the Indians. It's Kiki Wendell, the libero. We're at Fortside Fieldhouse at Fort Recovery tonight. Jump serve is down the line, but out of bounds on the far sideline. So a point, Coldwater. 4-3 for recovery with a one-point lead. And back to serve on side out is Jenna Ligers for Coldwater. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Tom Banton, all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Good luck to the Indians from Dr. Tom Banton. The serve is over and actually is an ace serve for Jenna Ligers. 4-4 the score. Ligers will continue to serve. Line drive serve. Fort Recovery keeps it alive and free balling it over is Luthol. Coming right back is Coldwater. Quick tip at the net, but it's short by Madison Wendell. Serve will go to Fort Recovery. Madison Wendell leading the team in kills, blocks, and aces. Jenna Ligers for Coldwater in digs and receptions, and Annalise Hardimer on assists. We'll give you four recovery stats here in a moment. 5-4 Indians. In the middle, the block and the shot. Good. Madison Wendell had it blocked by Guggenbiller. Back on to the Coldwater side, and it's 6-4 Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell gets the point. She'll continue to serve. Serve over the net. Pass on the far side. The spike is over the net. Fort Recovery, though, will keep it alive and free ball it back over the net. Good play by Faith Wendell. Quick set this time, but a spike and kill is good by Madison Wendell. Point Coldwater, 6-5. Becca Winning will check out for Coldwater, and coming in will be Allie Yank. Serve is over, and it will be an ace. Hit the top of the net and ricocheted over onto the Fort Recovery side, and we're tied at 6. Continuing to serve is Ike. Serve is over, dig on the back line. The pass and the tip toward the net is short. Deegan Fortcamp of Fort Recovery had the short hit. 7-6. Coldwater taking the lead. And serve is over, and a quick set by Paige Fortcamp, and Paige Fortcamp gets a kill. Well, Paige Fortcamp leading the team for four recovering kills, 223 on the season. She's back to serve on side out. Serve is over, and it is a touch by Coldwater. Allie Eich, and that had some zip on it. It would have been out, but she touched it, so that will be a service ace for Paige Fortcamp. 8-7 Fort Recovery. Service over the net. And then return back over the net, but outside the antenna by Coldwater. And now Fort Recovery has a 9-7 advantage. Paige Fortcamp continuing to serve. Jump serve. And it's ricochets off of the face of the one of the Coldwater players toward the back line. And Fort Recovery, Coldwater gets it over. Fort Recovery returns it. But Coldwater is into the net. And that was Madison Wendell. So another point for Fort Recovery and Paige Fortcamp. 10-7 Indians here in game number one. Tonight's MAC matchup. Serve is over the net, up into the Raptors. Coldwater, though, will free ball it back over the net. Good play. Kiki Wendell with a quick set. Back over the net is Garkey. Quick tip by Annalise Harlemer. And that goes down on the Fort Recovery side. It's 10-8 Fort Recovery. That's a point Coldwater. Side out. Cavaliers. Madison Wendell back to serve. Wendell serve over the net. Dig by Fortcamp. Pass to Guggenbiller. Her hit is long, out of bounds. Point, Coldwater, 10-9 for recovery here in game number one. Continuing to serve is Madison Wendell for Coldwater. It's a young team for Coldwater. She's a freshman. The dig was right at the net. Fort Recovery will try to keep it alive, and they can't. That'll be another Coldwater point, and we're tied at 10. Continuing to serve is Madison Wendell. Line drive serve, dig by Fort Camp. Guggenbiller's shot is blocked at the net. Fort Recovery will reset and tip back over by Tegan Fort Camp. Back over Coldwater. Set at the net. Back to Paige Fort Camp, and that will go off of Allie Ike. And that's a point Fort Recovery on the kill by Fort Camp. Guggenbiller will check out for Fort Recovery, and checking in will be Aubrey Kanapke, a junior. Left-handed server. She'll go to the left backer's position to serve. The serve is over the net. Tipped right back over by Coldwater. Fort Recovery with a quick set. Luthold finds the near side corner. 12-10 for Recovery. Fort Recovery right now is on the right side of the net. And Coldwater is on the left side of the net, as we see it here at Fortside. And you're listening here on the radio. Aubrey Kanapke with the serve. Dig toward the back line for Coldwater. Pass over and a block. Riley Rissmiller had it blocked right back down by Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel on the Coldwater side. It's 13-10 Indians. Aubrey Kanapke with a serve. It's short. Right at the net and into the net is Coldwater on the set by Aubrey Kester. 14-10 is the score for Recovery. Coldwater, they would like to have a timeout. Timeout on the court. The Indians with a lead 14-10 here in game one. Listening to Mac Volleyball on WPGW Radio.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Now the serve over for Fort Recovery for Aubrey Kanapke, but Coldwater with a nice play to get it back on the Fort Recovery side and a point. A 14-11 Fort Recovery. Coldwater back to serve on side out. Aubrey Kester gets it over on the serve, and Whitley Rammel gets it back over for Fort Recovery. Good attempt by Allie Ike. Almost got it back over on a side shot. But it did not go over, so that's a point Fort Recovery. 15-11 Indians. Back to serve on side out is Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell back to serve for Fort Recovery. And Hope Wendell with an ace. Could not be handled by Coldwater. So Hope Wendell with her second service point. Hope Wendell tops in serving for Fort Recovery, coming in at 152 on the season. Serve is over the net and returned successfully by Coldwater, Allie Ike. And now it's 16-12 point Coldwater. They will serve on side out. Coming in for Coldwater is Becca Winning. And going out will be Allie Ike. Back to serve is Annalise Harlemer. Dig on the play and then tipping it right over is Riley Rissmiller, the sophomore for Coldwater. Probably about 6 foot. And digging on that one was Paige Fortkamp, but it was right at the net. So a point, Coldwater, 16-13, Indians. Running one-hander into the corner is good by Whitley Rammel after the successful Coldwater serve. So back to serve on side out now is Marissa Garkey for Fort Recovery. 17-13 Indians here in game number one. Line drive serve on the dig, Coldwater, the pass, and the hit is wide and out of bounds by Riley Rissmiller of Coldwater. So Fort Recovery with a point, and it's now 18-13. He's talking about serving. Hope Wendell with 152 service points this season. Kiki Wendell is second at 106. And blocks, Whitley Rammel with 61. Diggs, Kiki Wendell averages 9 per contest. Service over the net, returned by Coldwater. Pass to the near side for Paige Fortkamp. Handled on the dig toward the back line. Tipped over by Coldwater, by Rissmiller. Quick set for Rammel, and the shot is good. Just inside the near sideline, it's 19-13 for recovery. And Marissa Garkey will get a point and another timeout on the court. So Fort Recovery with the lead here in game number one, continuing to serve. 19-13 Indians will return with more MAC volleyball on WPGW Radio.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at Fortside Field House in Fort Recovery, the Indians lead here in game number one of this MAC matchup, 19-13. By the way, for Fort Recovery, assists the season so far, Hope Wendell with 288. So a lot of big numbers for Fort Recovery. And the Indians, as we mentioned, ranked number 4 in Division 4 in volleyball. Serve is over by Garkey after the Coldwater timeout. The spike is back and good successfully by Riley Rissmiller. And Rissmiller will come out of the Coldwater lineup. 19-14 the score here in game number one. Line drive serve, Paige Fortkamp with the dig, and right at the net, Whitley Rammel hits it over, but it goes out of bounds. So a point, Coldwater. Coldwater will continue to serve here in game number one. Paige Fortkamp with the dig. Pass to the near side, blocked after the hit by Lily Luthold, and now free ball over by Kiki Wendell. A four recovery. Coldwater with a set in the middle. And the spike is good off the Indians' block by Madison Wendell of Coldwater. So it's now 19-16. Coldwater scores. Paige Fortkamp after the serve is over. It's the dig. And free ball back over by Whitley Rammel. Pass to the near side off the block, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Good spike that time by Becca Winning. 19-17 the score. And another timeout on the court. This time, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading by 2, but Coldwater continues to serve. And we'll have more MAC volleyball coming up on PG-14, J Country 101 Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. There could be significant changes in your Medicare Part D prescription plan in 2021, which may affect what you pay for medications. Open enrollment is scheduled to begin Thursday, October 15th through Monday, December 7th, and we'd be happy to schedule a phone conference to look at the medications you're on and available plans next year to find how these plans will affect you and then help you find the best plan for you. So please call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Coldwater continues to serve here in game number one. Fort Recovery's lead has been trimmed to 2, 19-17. But Coldwater continuing to serve. Serve is over the net. Dig by Kiki Wendell toward the back line for Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel on the spike. Coldwater with the pass. Near side spike is into the net. My Becca winning. So a point Fort Recovery. It's 20-17. Back to serve on side out is Kiki Wendell. Wendell with the jump serve. And Coldwater gets it over, but Paige Fortkamp, they would dig it right at the net, and Paige Fortkamp timed it perfectly, would smack it back over the Coldwater defense and inside the back line. 21-17. Fort Recovery with a lead here in game number one. Kiki Wendell with the serve, and that's an ace serve. Coldwater on the serve receive. Aubrey Kester could not handle it. So Kiara Wendell with an ace serve. 22-17 Fort Recovery here in game number one. Kiki Wendell with a serve. Coldwater struggling to get it over, and they do. Good play. Fort Recovery coming right back. Paige Fortkamp will wind it up and hit inside the corner. 23-17 Fort Recovery here in game number one. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM, Portland, Indiana. PG-14, J Country 101, Fort Recovery Indians volleyball in the MAC against Coldwater. Served by Kiki Wendell over the net. Pass back and spike down the line. Good by the top player for Coldwater, Madison Wendell. 23-18, point goes to Coldwater, and they will serve side out. Back to serve is Jenna Ligers, the sophomore for the Cavaliers. Paige Fortkamp on the serve receive, gets the pass back, spike back over the net, off of the light standard, and Coldwater will get it back into play after Kester's hit. Fort Recovery will free ball it back over by Paige Fortkamp. Back set, tip over is successful by winning. Fort Recovery with a set. Fortkamp gets it blocked. Fort Recovery will reset. Now free ball back over by Garkey. And apparently for Coldwater, they did a great job to keep it alive, but apparently a double hit on Annalise Harlemer. So now this is game point for Fort Recovery here in the first game, leading 24-18. Back to serve for Fort Recovery, Faith Wendell. Serve is over the net for Fort Recovery. And hitting it into the net is Jenna Ligers. And Fort Recovery wins the first game over Coldwater by a score of 25-18. So when we come back here at Fortside, we'll get set for the second game. And we'll give you a little bit of Fort Recovery football information. The coaches held their draw for the upcoming tournament. Of course, they only played six games for the regular season, and then they'll start the football tournament on October the 10th, but Fort Recovery will get the bye, but we'll tell you more about that coming up. Fort Recovery wins game number one, 25-18 over Coldwater. We'll return with more in just a moment on PG-14, J Country 101.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths, with locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County. Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, back here at Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, where the Indians win game number one over Coldwater, 25-18. Give you a little bit of Fort Recovery football. Now, Fort Recovery will be playing, of course, the upcoming tournament, but we can tell you that Fort Recovery will not play the first week. Now, we're talking tournament. They will be able, though, to pick up a game instead. So it doesn't mean Fort Recovery will be off. They just drew the bye in the upcoming tournament. Fort Recovery will play Milford Center Fairbanks at Fort Recovery October the 17th. Division 6, Region 24. And if Fort Recovery wins that, more than likely, they will face number one seed Coldwater. So that's what we have for you right now on football. All right, we're getting set for the second game. And for Fort Recovery, Whitley Rammel, Lily Luthold, and Marissa Garkey, along with Paige Fortkamp, Kiki Wendell, the libero is in, and Fort Recovery server is Hope Wendell. Serve is over. They'd buy Coldwater, and a quick hit is over and successful by Annalise Harlemer. Now, Ike is coming out while Winning is in. Also, Rissmiller and Ligers is on the front line. The serve is over the net by Harlemer. Returned by Fort Recovery. The quick set and the hammer is good by Riley Rissmiller. So right now, Coldwater leads 2-0 here in game number two. Also for Coldwater is Madison Wendell, who is in, and also Aubrey Kester. Moving from the right backer's position over to the left backer's position, Annalise Harlemer, and she'll fire a serve into the net. So point for recovery, it's 2-1. Back to serve is Marissa Garkey, gets the serve over the net, and hitting it back over short is Winning. Then two players come together, one and two, literally, with the numbers. Kiki Wendell and Marissa Garkey toward the back line. And I think Kiki Wendell maybe suffered a nosebleed, so she'll come out of the lineup after the two came together. So we have a stoppage in play momentarily as they will do a little bit of sanitizing on the court. But to give you an idea of what's coming up next, Fort Recovery, they will be playing St. Henry at home on Saturday. Monday, they'll be at Crestview. Thursday next week, they will be home to Minster. And for Coldwater, they're playing Fort Recovery here tonight. They will be home three straight, October the 8th against Parkway, October 10th against the Ottoville Big Green, and October 13th against Minster. By the way, the final matches for Fort Recovery, they will be on Saturday, October the 10th at Fort Laramie, Tuesday, October 13th at Versailles, and Thursday, October 15th here against number one New Bremen. And Coldwater will finish up with Delta St. John's on October the 15th. Now, the tournament draw will be October 11th for volleyball. They will start the week of October 19th for the sectional, and then, of course, the week after that will be the district tournament. All right, it is 3-1. Coldwater with a lead here in game number two. Fort Recovery would win the first game 25-18. So we have a stoppage in play. We will return with more MAC volleyball in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
All right, back here at Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And we have volleyball coverage here on the radio tonight. Kind of interesting, though, if you look at the Ohio Division IV, as we mentioned, New Bremen is number one team in the state. New Knoxville is number two. New Knoxville has already beaten Fort Recovery. Still on the Fort Recovery schedule, Fort Laramie is number three. Fort Recovery is number four. Fort Recovery has already beaten Marion Local, who was number five. Fort Recovery has beaten number nine, St. Henry. And they also will be, of course, there's Minster number 14 and Crestview number 21. Fort Recovery still has Crestview on their schedule. So here we go. The libero back to serve. That's Candace Blockberger, a junior for Coldwater. So Blockberger back to serve. Serve is over the net. Dig toward the back line for Fort Recovery by Aubrey Kanapke. Quick hit back up by Whitley Rammel. Coldwater will set, and the slam is good by Madison Wendell. So now it's 4-1 Coldwater here in game number two. Blockberger continuing to serve. Line drive serve for Recovery. Paige Fortkamp will do the dig, and back over for Fort Recovery by Luthol. Quick hit. Back over by Coldwater. Paige Fortkamp will return it for Fort Recovery. Toward the back line, Blockberger. They get the pass up to Madison Wendell, and it's off the block of Whitley Rammel of Fort Recovery. It's now 5-1 Coldwater. Blockberger continuing to serve for Coldwater. Dig by Paige Fortkamp. The set in the middle for Paige Fortkamp, and it's good. It's almost off the scoreboard after it ricochets off of Blockberger toward the back line. So that breaks the service on Coldwater. It's now 5-2 Coldwater. The point going to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller will go to the front line, and back to serve for Fort Recovery will be Audra Bupp. Bupp with a left-hand serve over the net. Dig by Ligers. The pass up and the hit into the net is by Madison Wendell. Point Fort Recovery. Coldwater 5, Fort Recovery 3. Audra Bupp will continue to serve. She's a sophomore, left-handed serve. Toward the line. Dig by Ligers. Pass over. The spike is over by Wendell for Coldwater. Pass to Paige Fortkamp. Hits it short. Coldwater saves it and will hit it back over on the spike by Wendell. For Recovery sets, and it's Paige Fortkamp with a slam right down the middle and eludes Candace Blockberger. It's now 5-4 Coldwater. Second point in a row for Audra Bupp. Line drive serve. Big this time by Kester. Pass in the middle. The spike by Madison Wendell, and then it ricochets off of a Coldwater player and goes out of bounds. We're tied at 5. Audra Bupp will continue to serve for Fort Recovery. Line drive serve. Handled by Coldwater. Pass up, and the hit over. Successful by Ligers. Back to Paige Fortkamp. Double block. Fort Recovery will reset. And free balling it over the net is Lily Luthold. Blockberger will pass it up, and hitting it over the net is Ligers. Fort Recovery with a quick set back over the net on a tip. Coldwater with a set again. Back over the net. Successful by winning. Paige Fortkamp, and just outside the back line on the spike. That gives the point to Coldwater. It's now 6-5 Cavaliers. Back to serve will be Jenna Ligers. We're in game number two. Fort Recovery won game number one, 25-18. Ligers with a jump serve into the net. On the serve, 6-6 tie. Fort Recovery will bring in Tegan Fortkamp to the front line, and going back will be Faith Wendell to serve. And going out for the Indians, Hope Wendell and Lily Luthold. Back to serve, Faith Wendell. Gets it over. Coldwater on the double block. Kester had it blocked. Double blocked by Fort Recovery. Back on the Coldwater side. Ligers would pass it up. It's miscommunication, and the ball drops between two Coldwater players. Serve over the net by Faith Wendell. tipped at the net, blocked by Guggenbiller into the rafters, and it falls on the Fort Recovery side. So ricocheted off the rafters. Point Coldwater. We're tied at 7 here in game number 2. Allie Eich back to serve. She is a junior. Serve is over. Big by Fort Recovery, playing it out of the net nicely was Faith Wendell. And Guggenbiller hit it back. But coming right back is Coldwater on the spike. Successful by Harlemert and Coldwater. 8-7. Cavaliers with a lead. Serve is over. Quick set this time, and the spike is over by Tegan Fortkamp. We're tied at 8. Back to serve is Paige Fortkamp. Indians won game 1. Tied here in game 2. Serve is over the net. That's an ace. Went right through Blockberger, and Fort Recovery leads 9-8 after Paige Fortkamp ace. Fortkamp, 4 points so far tonight. The first one here in game number 2. Service over. Free balled over by Eich. Fortkamp with the receive back to Guggenbiller. She'll slam it across. Tip at the net. Successful by Tegan Fortkamp. And Fort Recovery now leads 10-8. Continuing to serve is Paige Fortkamp. Jump serve over the net. Handled by Coldwater. Pass back on the spike. Is good by Madison Wendell. It went out of bounds, but it was touched at the net by Fort Recovery. So that will give the point to Coldwater. Back to serve on side out is Madison Wendell. Stoppage of play. Sterling Kaimiko of Huber Heights stops the play. They were putting in a new volleyball, and that serve is long out of bounds. Now Fort Recovery will serve on side out. Back to serve will be Aubrey Kanapke. Going to the front line is Whitley Rammel. That serve is hard and long, out of bounds by Aubrey Kanapke. That's a point for Coldwater. 11-10. Welcome to those of you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Neil Spencer is here in the house. Serve is over by Coldwater. Tipped at the net after the spike by Garkey. Pass and off the double block on the spike is Annalise Harleman. We're tied at 11. Aubrey Kester back to serve for Coldwater. Serve is long out of bounds. That will give the point to Fort Recovery. This rally scoring. 12-11, Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will be back to serve, and coming in will be Lily Luthol. Coldwater will make a substitution. Allie Eich will check in, and going out will be the libero, Candace Blockberger. Serve for Fort Recovery is over by Wendell. Pass back, and the spike is good off the double block by Riley Rissmiller of Coldwater. So tied at 12. Eich will check out. Coming into the front line will be Becca Winning for Coldwater. Back to serve is Annalise Harlemert. Serve is over. Pass into the middle. And a short hit that time on a dink hit by Marissa Garkey, but she put it right where no one was at. And it fell on the Coldwater side. 13-12 Fort Recovery. Back to serve on side out is Marissa Garkey. Garkey with a jump serve. Big by Coldwater. Pass back. And the tip over by Ligers. Quick set this time. And a spike and kill by Whitley Rammel. 14-12 Fort Recovery with a 2-point lead here in game number 2. Continuing to serve is Marissa Garkey. Now we have a timeout. Fort Recovery won the first game 25-18. Lead here in the second game 14-12. Here at Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery. We'll have more MAC volleyball coming up on PG14, J Country 101.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery. And again, Fort Recovery with a record coming in of 12-2, 4-1 in the MAC, ranked number 4 in the state. Coldwater is 7-7, 1-4 in the MAC. By the way, for Fort Recovery, wins over St. Mary's, Jay County, Delta St. John's, Salina, Parkway, Liberty Benton, Franklin Monroe, Arcanum, South Adams, Marion Local, and St. Henry. And then, of course, also would win over Versailles this week as well. And there are two losses to New Knoxville and OG. That is an ace serve for Fort Recovery by Marissa Garkey. It's now 15-12. Serve is over. Coldwater right back over on the spike by Ligers. Paige Fortkamp has it blocked at the net. Tip back over by Coldwater at the net. Right back over and successful by Marissa Garkey. 16-12 for Recovery. Of course, for Recovery already their second match this week. A non-conference win over Versailles earlier this week. And in conference play tonight against Coldwater. Service over. Saved by Ligers. And free ball back over by Coldwater. Tipped over and good. Whitley Rammel this time didn't fire the hammer, but just a little chip shot over the net. Short. And it was successful. And now it's 17-12 for Recovery here in game number two. Coming in will be Claire Steinke. And going out for Coldwater will be Aubrey Kester. For Recovery, continuing to serve is Marissa Garkey. And the dig was right at the net by Steinke and then hit right back over by Fortkamp. It's now 18-12, Indians. Marissa Garkey continuing to serve. She has 5 points here in game number two. That serve is long out of bounds. So that breaks service. The serve will now go to Coldwater. Coming out will be Riley Rissmiller, and back to serve will be the libero, number 0, Candace Blockberger. Boy, I sure missed that Fortside popcorn and Fortside hot dog before a ball game. Hopefully COVID can go away. We can enjoy that. The serve is over, and Fort Recovery could not handle it. Paige Fortkamp tried, but it went behind the line. And Coldwater gets the point. It's now 18-14. Blockberger with a jump serve. Dig by Paige Fortkamp. She'll get the return and tip it over the front line of Coldwater for the point. 19-14, Fort Recovery. Coming in for the Indians will be Grace Guggenbiller to the front line. And also coming in will be number 3, Audra Bupp. And Audra Bupp will be back to serve for Fort Recovery on side out. Indians lead 19-14 here in the second game. Serve is over, handled by Coldwater. Pass over on the far side, down the line, and it is out on the hit by Madison Wendell. 20-14, Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will continue to serve for the Indians. Will go toward the middle of the back line. The left-handed serve. Serve is over. Blockberger with the dig. Coldwater will try to free ball it over, and they do by Ligers. Quick set. High arching hit by Fortkamp. Tipped back over by Coldwater, but the block and tipped right back over on the Coldwater side by Lily Luthol. 21-14 the score, and timeout on the court for Coldwater. And the Indians with a 25-18 first game win and on the verge of a second game win, although still have to get to 25. The Indians up 21-14. 14. We'll continue with more MAC volleyball from Fortside Fieldhouse and Fort Recovery coming up.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kopp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kopp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines and bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So call to schedule your flu shot at Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Right, for recovery, still in service mode and leading 21-14 here in the second game. So coming out for Coldwater to start will be Claire Steinke, and in will be number 12, Aubrey Kester. For recovery with a serve to the near side by Audra Bupp. Free balling it over is Coldwater. Harlemer, quick set, and back over by Paige Fortkamp. Set in the middle, and the spike and kill successful by Madison Wendell. Madison Wendell, by statistics, top player for Cavaliers, and back to serve on side out will be Jenna Ligers. 21-15 Indians here in game number two. Ligers with a serve, and that's an ace. That goes right off of Fort Recovery defenders on the far side. It went off of Lily Leuthold. So continuing to serve is Jenna Ligers. Ligers with a line drive serve. Fort Recovery with a set. Paige Fortkamp has it blocked at the net by Rissmiller of Coldwater. Coming right back, and the spike in kill is a long one. It goes beyond the back line by Marissa Garkey. And the point goes to Coldwater. It's 21-17. Back to serve is Jenna Ligers. Ligers with a jump serve. Hits the top of the net. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. And tipping it over and finding the near side corner is Paige Fortkamp. Good set for Fort Recovery now. Fort Recovery with a point. 22-17 leader. Going back to serve for the Indians will be Faith Wendell. Fort Recovery already the winner in game number one, and leading here in game number two. Serve is over. Dig by Coldwater. Pass back at the net, and hitting it long out of bounds is Madison Wendell. 23-17 Indians. Faith Wendell continuing to serve. Line drive serve. And miscommunication. It goes off of Ligers and went sideways, and Kester couldn't save it for Coldwater. Now here's game 2 point for Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will serve it. Dig toward the back line. Coldwater with Harlemer. Coldwater gets it back over. Fort Recovery now will set and tip back over by Fortkamp. Coldwater with the quick hit back over by Kester. Set for Fort Recovery. Hit at the net. Coldwater keeps it alive, and free balling it over the net is Harlemer. Fort Recovery with a high set this time. And back over is Fort Recovery on the hit by Tegan Fortkamp. And that will do it. It goes back over on the Coldwater side. They could not return it. 25-17. Fort Recovery with the second game victory over Coldwater and leads 2-0. So Fort Recovery, all they need is one more victory to win this MAC matchup tonight. And Coldwater, on the other hand, they'll have to put some wins in the win column as far as these games here tonight in MAC play. When we come back, we'll get ready for the third game after the first two won by Fort Recovery. We'll come back with more MAC volleyball in just a moment.
Ta-da! Hi, folks. I am Safety Man. I want everyone to have a safe harvest. Do your lights work?
Here, let me turn them on.
Wow, do they ever. How about them blinkers?
Click.
Great. Look at those blinkers blink. Reflective tape?
Check.
Hey, I cannot get my hand in here.
Safety Man, that shield is there to protect you.
Yeah, I knew that. I was just checking if you did.
Oh, brother. Sure you did, Safety Man. Folks, have a safe and enjoyable harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Terry, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Well, Fort Recovery is 1-1 away from claiming this MAC matchup tonight. Fort Recovery 25-18 after the first game, and then just won 25-17. Just a reminder, we'll have football for you tomorrow night here on the radio. It'll be Jay County. We'll have their homecoming game against South Adams. That will be on AM 1440 and FM 105.3. And the pregame will be at 7:10 tomorrow night. They'll have the crowning of the homecoming king and queen. And we'll have Blackford football tomorrow night on FM 100.9, Jay Country 101, and then Indiana Sports Talk. By the way, activities on the Fort Recovery schedule. Football team for Fort Recovery will be playing home to St. Henry tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Berenberg Athletic Field. So good luck to the Indians tomorrow night. All right, we get ready for the third game. Rammel, Fort Camp, Garkey, Faith Wendell. Also, Tegan Fort Camp in for Fort Recovery. And also, Aubrey Kanapke for Coldwater. And Aubrey Kester. Also, Madison Wendell, the libero, number zero. Cadence Blockberger. Or Cadence Blockberger. And then also on the front line will be Annalise Harlemert, Riley Russmiller, and also number 10, Jenna Ligers. Quick set after a Coldwater serve is over by Whitley Rammel, returned by Coldwater. Fort Recovery with a quick set. Tip over by Whitley Rammel is good. 1-0 Fort Recovery. Back to serve for the Indians will be Hope Wendell. And to the front line will be Lily Luthol. Swing out, Tegan Fort Camp. And also Faith Wendell. Service over the net. Coldwater with quick tip over, but returned by the Indians, Whitley Rammel. Coldwater keeps it alive. Good play. And then blocked, running one-hander by Annalise Harlemert. They actually call four hits on Coldwater. There's a block by Whitley Rammel. But still, it didn't matter. Four hits and Fort Recovery with the point. 2-0 Indians here in game number three. Coldwater after the serve. The hit back over is successful by Riley Rissmiller off the block of Whitley Rammel of Fort Recovery. Blockberger will check out for Coldwater. And in is Becca Winning. That serve is right into the net by Annalise Harlemert. Back to serve for Fort Recovery. On side out is Marissa Garkey. Indians lead here in game number three, 3-1. Serve over the net, handled toward the back line by Madison Wendell of Coldwater. Pass to the near side by Rissmiller and hit back over by Whitley Rammel. Back over quickly by Coldwater. Quick set this time by Whitley Rammel. And is there a touch or not? Sterling Kaimimoku of Huber Heights, who is the referee. The point will go to Coldwater. Apparently was out. So now it's 3-2. Blockberger back to serve for Coldwater. Serve is over. Dig by Fort Recovery. Aubrey Kanapke hitting it back over is Whitley Rammel. Coldwater keeps it alive. Free balling it over is Harlemer. Near side, Paige Fortkamp with a hammer on the spike, and it goes through Blockberger. It could not get the dig and keep it alive, and it's 4-2, Fort Recovery. Back to serve for the Indians on side out is Audra Bupp. Indians already up 2-0 in this MAC matchup. Service over the net. Coldwater with the back set. And hitting it into the net is Jenna Ligers. It's 5-2 for recovery here in game number 3. Audra Bupp. Serve. Blockberger with a dig into the net. That will be, we'll call it an ace. Blockberger really didn't control it. Fort Recovery up 6-2 here in game number 3. Timeout, Coldwater. We'll have more MAC volleyball coming up here on PG-14, Jay Country 101 Radio.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Jeff Overholzer back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, where the Indians capture game 1 and 2, 25-18, 25-17. By the way, I failed to give you the junior varsity. Fort Recovery would win that one tonight, 25-21 and 25-22. So the Fort Recovery junior varsity team under Rachel Klosterman picks up a win tonight for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery up 2-0 here in the varsity. After the timeout, Audra Bupp with the serve. And hitting it into the net is Madison Wendell. It's now 7-2, Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp back to serve. That one short and into the net. Point Coldwater. That breaks serves. Service. Back to serve for Coldwater will be Jenna Ligers. Seven to three, the score. Dig by Garkey. Pass to Paige Fortkamp, and it hits the top of the net. Bounces back on the Indian side. Point Coldwater. 7-4, the score. For recovery with a 3-point lead, and continuing to serve is Jenna Ligers. Ligers with a jump serve, and that is off of Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey, that will be an ace serve. It's now 7-5, Fort Recovery. Their lead went from 7-2 to 7-5. Coldwater continues to serve. High serve over the net, short. Quick set for Paige Fortkamp, and it is out. It hit the top of the net and then ricocheted out of bounds. So that will give the point to Coldwater. It's 7-6. Fort Recovery's lead is down to 1. Here in game number 3. And that is saved by Fort Recovery. Almost a ace serve, but Fort Recovery free balls it back over. Quick set this time, and the spike is good by Madison Wendell. That will go off of Marissa Garkey. We're tied at 7, so 5 straight points for Coldwater. Serve over the net. Dig by Garkey. Paige Fortkamp a running one-hander over the net. And Coldwater comes right back on the spike by Kester. Pass to the near side to Paige Fortkamp. Spike over and tipped over by Coldwater, by Kester. And then free balled over by Fort Recovery by Paige Fortkamp. Quick set. And this time hitting it soft was Wendell, and she ran into the double block of Lily Luthold and Grace Guggenbiller. So point Fort Recovery as it falls on the Coldwater side. Side out Indians. Back to service, Faith Wendell. Wendell's serve is over the net. Becca winning with the dig and a quick spike and good by Madison Wendell right down the far sideline. Coming in is Allie Eich for Coldwater, back to serve, and coming out will be Becca winning for Coldwater. 8-8 the score here in game number three. Service over, dig by Paige Fortkamp. Set at the net for Guggenbiller, who tips it over. Coldwater will keep it alive, and free balling it over the net is Eich for recovery with a dig. Pass near side to Paige Fortkamp, gets it blocked. For recovery will keep it alive. Paige Fortkamp will tip it over, and good. That was a shorter hit over the front line of Coldwater. Over the front line and in front of the back line. 9-8 for recovery, and side out Indians. Back to serve will be Paige Fortkamp, the senior. Again, for recovery, 12-2, 4-1 in MAC play. Coldwater 7-7, 1-4 in MAC play. That serve by Paige Fortkamp is into the net. So a net serve, point Coldwater. We're tied at 9 here in game number 3. Back to serve on side out is Madison Wendell. Wendell serve, line drive, dig by Fortkamp. Pass to the near side and hitting into the net is Marissa Garkey. Point Coldwater. Cavaliers now lead 10-9. Becca winning will check back in, and going out will be Eich. Continuing to serve is Madison Wendell. Wendell serve for recovery. Guggenbiller keeps it alive. Free balled over by Tegan Fortkamp. Pass back and spike over by Riss Miller. For recovery, keeps it alive, and Guggenbiller tips it over short. Jump at the net, and hitting it out of bounds is Coldwater. That's Annalise Harlemer, and it will give the point to Fort Recovery. We're tied at 10. Whitley Rammel will check into the front line for Fort Recovery, and going back to serve will be Aubrey Kanapke, the junior. Left-handed serve. It is deep. Dig by Coldwater. Pass up to Riss Miller. Tipped at the net. Save. Jump ball at the net. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. And they call Coldwater into the net. That was number 10, Ligers. 11-10, Fort Recovery with a lead. Continuing to serve is Kanapke. Service over the net. That's an ace. It goes off of Madison Wendell toward the back line for Coldwater. And Aubrey Kanapke with a point. Indians now lead 12-10 here in game three. Line drive serve is long, out of bounds. That time Madison Wendell of Coldwater let it go. Went beyond the line, out of bounds, point Coldwater. Now it's 12-11. Back to serve for the Cavaliers is Aubrey Kester. Serve is over. Dig by Fortkamp. Set. And down the line is it, and it's out of bounds on the hit by Marissa Garkey. We're tied at 12. Coldwater with a point. And Kester will continue to serve. Kester's serve grazes the top of the net. Handle on the dig by Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel will tip it over for Fort Recovery. Quick pass. Riss Miller has it blocked. And then tipped right back over by Coldwater by Harlemer. Jump at the net. Spike by Whitley Rammel. And Riss Miller tipped it over. And Whitley Rammel, as she was going down, tried to hit it quickly, but hit it into the net. Point Coldwater. 13-12. Cavaliers on a 3-0 run. Back to serve is Kester. Her serve is deep. Dig by Paige Fortkamp toward the back line. Pass to the near side. And the spike and kill is good by Marissa Garkey. We're tied at 13. Faith Wendell and Tegan Fortkamp will check out for Fort Recovery. To the front line will be Lily Luthold. And back to serve will be Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell, a senior. Wendell's serve is over. Hit right at the net, tipped over by Coldwater. The free ball back over by Fort Recovery, Hope Wendell. Pass to the far side. Keeping it alive, Fort Recovery. Then tipped back over, good by Whitley Rammel. Good play that time. Fort Recovery kept it alive, and so did Coldwater. 14-13, Indians with a lead here in game number three. Hope Wendell continuing to serve for the purple and white. Service over the net. Coldwater with a dig. Pass to the near side to Riss Miller. Dig by Fort Recovery by Hope Wendell. Pass up to Fort Camp. She hits it long out of bounds in the near side corner. We're tied at 14. Coming in will be Becca Winning, and going out will be the libero, which is Blockberger. Serve is over. Fort Recovery cannot get it over the net. They hit it into the net twice. And now it's 15-14 Coldwater. Continuing to serve is Annalise Harlemert. Harlemert serve. That's into the net. We're tied at 15. So service error on Coldwater. Back to serve for the Indians will be Marissa Garkey. Garkey with a serve. Saved by Riss Miller over by the Coldwater bench. And tipped back over by Coldwater. Now returned by Whitley Rammel. Quick set for Riss Miller. And she hits it right down the middle. 16-15, Coldwater. And Fort Recovery, Travis Guggenbiller wants a timeout for Fort Recovery. So the Indians up 2-0, but Coldwater leads 16-15 here in game number 3 of this MAC matchup. We'll have more MAC volleyball coming up on PG14, J Country 101 Radio.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery won the first game 25-18, won the second game 25-17. But a tussle here in the third game as Coldwater is taking the lead 16-15. And the Cavaliers will serve on side out, and back will be Cadence Blockberger. Blockberger with a serve. Dig by Fort Recovery. Pass by Whitley Rammel, and she would get the spike off of the outstretched arms of Madison Wendell on the block, and the block went back over on the Fort Recovery side, but out of bounds. 16 all here in game number 3. Guggenbiller will check in, replacing Kanapke, Aubrey Kanapke, and back to serve for the Indians will be Audra Bupp. Left-handed server, Audra Bupp, over the net, dig by Blockberger, pass back. And the spike is over by Ligers. Near side, Paige Fortkamp will get the soft kill over the net. It bounced off of Winning. 17-16, Indians. Continuing to serve for Fort Recovery is Audra Bupp. Line drive serve, dig is deep by Blockberger. Pass to the far side, and it's blocked off of the block of Fort Recovery, maybe off the top of the net, but anyway, Madison Wendell had to go right back on the Coldwater side. It's 18-16, Fort Recovery. Continuing to serve is Audra Bupp. Line drive service by Bupp. Blockberger with the pass, and up to Winning. Fort Recovery coming right back. Quick spike that time by Fort Recovery by Paige Fortkamp. And it was blocked, and Fort Recovery will get it right back over in front of Harlemer. 19-16, Fort Recovery with the lead. Audra Bupp continuing to serve for the Indians. Line drive serve right at the net, and it hits the antenna on the far side. So that will give a point to Fort Recovery, and the Indians now lead 20-16 here in the third game. Stay tuned, we'll have more volleyball coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines and bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So call to schedule your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Cooper Farms, we believe benefits are the way we take care of our team. Cooper Farms strives to support our team members' physical needs through ergonomic improvements, on-staff nurses, and on-site fitness rooms. We partner with Activate Healthcare to provide free doctor's visits and prescriptions for team members who are enrolled in Cooper Farms health insurance. To learn more, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Become a part of a company that truly cares for you. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Now the serve is over by Audra Bupp. And then the spike and kill for Coldwater by Madison Wendell. 20-17. That's a point for Coldwater. Back to serve on side out is Janet Ligers. Ligers' serve is over the net. Dig by Fort Recovery toward the back line by Garkey. Pass to Paige Fortkamp. She gets a spike over the net. Quick hit this time. Back over by Coldwater by Wendell. Fort Recovery with a set. And off of the block is Paige Wendell. Or Paige Fortkamp, I should say. Paige Fortkamp with the spike and kill for Fort Recovery. It's now 21-17. Fort Recovery will now serve on side out after getting the point on the kill by Paige Fortkamp, the senior. Back to serve for the Indians will be Faith Wendell. On side out, Wendell serve, and that's touched by Winning. And it goes out of bounds. That will be an ace serve. 22-17, Fort Recovery. Service over the net. Big by Coldwater. Pass in the middle. Spike by Wendell for Recovery. With a tip over by Fortkamp. Right back over. Coldwater Winning. Fort Recovery will set up Fortkamp, who hits it back over for Fort Recovery. And right back over on the spike for Coldwater. Kester. It's soft at the net, blocked. Fortkamp blocked again, this time on the hit by Guggenbiller. Now free balling it over is Fort Recovery by Garkey. Coldwater with a quick set this time, a nice hit and kill by Madison Wendell. Point Coldwater, 22-18. Fort Recovery with a four-point lead, but side out Coldwater. Back to serve will be Allie Eich. Eich will serve, high arching serve, take by Fortkamp of Fort Recovery. She gets the pass right back, and Coldwater will free ball it over nicely by Blockberger. Coming right back is Paige Fortkamp, gets it blocked at the net. Set again for Fortkamp. She'll tip it over, Blockberger with a dig for Coldwater. Right back over at the net and blocked. Madison Wendell's shot blocked and right back on the Coldwater side. So a double block. Good play that time by Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. 23-18 Indians. Back to serve is Paige Fortkamp on side out. Good crowd here tonight. Of course, masks required. Serve is to the back and saved by Coldwater after it looked like it could have been a situation where Coldwater was not going to save it. For Recovery with a return. Returned by Coldwater. Blocked at the net. But tipped over by Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. That was in front of Eich. 24-18. This is match point for Fort Recovery. And a MAC win. Paige Fortkamp to serve it up. Indians up 2-0 and leading with a game point here. And that's an ace. It goes right off of the defender for Coldwater, which was Ligers. And Fort Recovery wins 25-18 in the third game. So 25-18, 25-17, 25-18, your final Fort Recovery victorious. When we come back, we'll have more from here at Fortside Fieldhouse coming up.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, where Fort Recovery victorious tonight, both junior varsity and varsity in the MAC. First of all, in the junior varsity tonight, it was won by Fort Recovery over Coldwater, 25-21 and 25-22. So again, Fort Recovery wins the junior varsity over Coldwater, 25-21, 25-22. Then on to the varsity matchup here tonight at Fortsight. Fort Recovery victorious, 25-18, 25-17, and 25-18 over Coldwater. So the Indians now proved a 13-2 on the season, 5-1 in the MAC under first-year coach Travis Guggenbiller. And Coldwater, under head coach Nikki Etzler, drops to 7-8 on the season, 1-5 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. So next up for Fort Recovery, they will be playing on Saturday against St. Henry. Let's double check that. I do have the Fort Recovery schedule. And it is volleyball here at Fort Recovery, and that's both junior varsity, varsity. The JV starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and then the varsity around 12:30. So that will be the next matchup for Fort Recovery against St. Henry. And then Monday, Fort Recovery will be at Crestview. And then Thursday next week, they will be home to Minster in the MAC. And for Coldwater, after tonight, Fort Recovery will be in action on October the 8th at home with Parkway. October the 10th, home to Ottoville. And then October 13th, home to Minster. Again, in case you missed it, Fort Recovery, and of course, the football coach for Fort Recovery, who is the athletic director, Brent Niekamp, along with the other football coaches, got together, and they had the seating for the upcoming football playoffs. And Fort Recovery will not play a tournament game on October the 10th. They drew the bye in the tournament. They still could play a game, but they drew a bye in the tournament October the 10th. Now, Fort Recovery will play October 17th at Fort Recovery, and will be Milford Center Fairbanks at Fort Recovery, and that's Division 6, Region 24. So that's the game that Fort Recovery will have in the tournament. And then if they win, probably will face number one, Coldwater. But here tonight in volleyball, junior varsity, Fort Recovery over Coldwater, 25-21 and 25-22. And in varsity action, Fort Recovery winning in three, 25-18, 25-17, and 25-18. Thanks to our sponsors tonight, Calp Pharmacy, Cooper Farms, St. Henry Bank, Hall Brothers, Fort Recovery Insurance, and Pakasak. I'm Jeff Overholser from Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, saying good night, everyone.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the Sports Find It sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.